Do you know about all the musical genres that were created by black musicians? Like jazz, rock and roll, and folk music, to name a few. This Black Music Month, State Farm is celebrating the cultural impact and influence of music created and inspired by black innovators. Next time you're enjoying a song, trace it back to its origins and see for yourself. Check out the Black Music Forever station on Pandora, brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Despite the objections of many, right here on ESPN Arkansas.
Today.
And on hitthatline.com. I see your comments out there. I know what's going on.
Well, let's not get carried
away. That's what I know. I know what's going on out there. Yeah. Yelling at Ty because we're on. Yell at Ty for many things. You don't have to yell about that. I mean, come on.
There's so many other things to yell at Ty.
Yeah, there really is.
Stuff that we do.
Honestly, that's very true. Well, we're all here. Rusk and Zach, DQ is in here as well, so we appreciate that. DQ meeting her adoring public last night at the
Derek,
game.
Derek, I'd like to talk to DQ about her celebrity encounter last night at Bud Walton Arena. DQ! Now, don't lie, because I got DM'd the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
I know all of the facts.
Uh-oh.
I don't think there were that many facts.
Tell us about your celebrity encounter. How did it affect you?
I was getting out of the pizza line with my sister.
Uh-huh.
And this guy just came up to me and was...
You don't know the guy's name.
I feel...
Corey.
She pulled a Ruskin.
Yep.
Didn't ask.
As soon as I walked away, it all happened so fast.
You make it sound like he got mugged.
No, it all happened so fast.
Uh-huh.
Corey came up to me and he was like, please tell me your DQ.
As if he wasn't sure,
uh-huh. but he was just going for it.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, I am.
and then
he said he loved the show. And
Minutes, mere seconds after, I think he was still in the pizza line. I got a DM from him letting me know that he had met you. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, recant everything so that I can have a historical record.
Did he say how he recognized me?
Hang on.
Voice or?
Hang on. Let me see. I was half asleep watching the Razorback.
He's recovering all of the information.
Yeah.
Here,
let's see here. He said, just met DQ at Bud Walton. I'm starstruck.
Starstruck.
I was also starstruck in a way.
He also meant to tell you that he was the one that sent the oatmeal cream pie candle.
Oh.
Wow.
Then he asked, why the bleep am I here? Let's see here.
At the game?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
But yeah.
So, it was very nice of him.
Okay. The adoring public continues.
Yep. It shocked me. It really happened so quickly.
It was Jimmy Buffett who once said, come Monday, DQ.
It'll be all right.
You're going to be in a different world now.
That's right.
Well, now I'll know to ask the name and not be rude.
Right. Did you sign anything?
He pulled a Ruskin.
I didn't sign anything.
Okay. The first time you sign a baby, you've made it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's so few have had the privilege and the honor of signing a baby like you have.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we could get a baby for you to sign. A text around the 479. Is this a budding romance now? DQ. No?
What does that mean?
All right, what else you got?
I'm
out of questions.
Well, this is a first. This is a historic moment here. You're out of questions.
Text out the 479 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. DQ, once the stalker, now the stalked.
Oh, man.
Yep, here
now
we go.
Now the turntables have turned.
I wouldn't, it wasn't, he just kind of said hello and then
but what,
went about.
What has happened now, DQ, is that the floodgates are open. they may have been cautious to approach at first, but now that they know that you are willing to embrace your star quality,
now everywhere you go.
Now, if you ever get to a situation where you're somewhere and you say, "Do you know who I am?"
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna pull you in the office. We're gonna have a talk.
Don't do that.
I won't do that.
And don't try and present a burger coupon and get a chicken sandwich for free. That's not a great move either, because that security footage will not outlive you. So you don't want to do that.
Okay. Were you carrying security with you last night?
No, just my sister. Well, my dad was there too.
What about your stun gun?
No, I don't think that stuff is allowed.
Oh, look.
Yeah, they got rules.
They don't even let you have a fanny pack. You just... Right, clear bag.
How do you get through life at Bud Walton without a fanny pack?
I give my dad everything that I might possibly need, because I didn't have pockets yesterday either.
Why?
I was wearing leggings.
Oh. All right.
I don't go anywhere without pockets.
Great question from BQ, from BE, excuse me. Is Corey now in your tracker app?
No, we didn't exchange find my information.
I mean, that's a legitimate question.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So I was excited to learn that last night, that you're now accepting autograph requests.
Well, this is very, it's very important. DQ and I are discussing how to properly light this place so we don't look pale on the video next week.
Or make ourselves darker.
Mm. Yeah. Spray tan's coming up here.
Great question from JT in Hot Springs. Since DQ went to the game last night and the team won, can we send DQ to Nashville instead of Ty?
Probably not.
No, that's probably not. These are his vacations.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. He double dips. He works for 10 minutes and then, you know, drinks for 10 hours.
So. Did your dad wear his Lululemon pants?
I think he was wearing jeans last night, actually.
With the Pepsi in the back? Did he smuggle one in?
But he did say he plans on smuggling one in at my sister's choir concert later today.
Wow.
She's in the choir, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Choir and band.
Yeah. She's a busy bee. Uh-huh. She's not a good singer, so.
They put her in the back somewhere, or how's that work?
She said.
She's singing she'd be one of the Mbappa Mau Mau guys.
I don't know.
from Alabama.
I don't know why she is in the choir, but she is.
She's a bad singer.
I mean.
Are you a little jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. It feels
that way.
That's an all-time earworm song, by the way. Elvira.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll get in there and stick for months.
Great question out of the 870. Now, Corey's a regular listener. He listens all the time. Did you find out if Corey was a same-side booth sitter?
Oh, great question.
We actually didn't have that long of a conversation to find out.
Yeah, because you didn't get his name, so it couldn't have gone too far.
Yeah.
You know? I ran into one of our adoring fans the other day at lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now when you say you ran into that, were you in the same room or did you actually have some sort of communication?
Yeah. The guy was like, "I didn't know you came in here." I'm like, "Well, yeah, you know, this is one of my places. I like it. I like it here."
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
But he said he loves the show. And I too did not ask his name.
But I'm going to start.
Guys are the worst.
If it ever happens again.
Guys are the worst at this.
Okay. That one just happened. It really snuck up on me.
It's the first question you asked.
It really.
What's your name, partner?
Well, he asked me a question.
And you answer the question and go, "Thank you for listening.
What's your name?"
Yeah.
As if I'm interrogating him.
No, you're not interrogating him.
Hey, man.
You're asking a question.
Hey, man. What's your name, man?
What's your name? Social?
I don't want. See, I don't
mother's
want,
maiden name?
I don't want your. I don't want your random encounters out in public. Them to DM me telling me that they met you.
Oh, and that's now the truth comes out.
I don't have time for this.
This has to affect him.
That's what happened last night. I don't want this to be a continuing trend where they go look me up, DM me, and go, "Hey, I just ran into DQ."
Well, I mean,
did DQ ask your name? No. It's the first question you asked.
I do apologize. Mm-hmm. I'll do better next time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, you can pipe in here on the McLarty Daniel hotline or pipe down. I don't really know what to do. 866-285-4005. That's how you can reach us here on Ruskin and Zach. One thing I will say, what happened now?
Clay Henry is texting.
Oh, boy.
Clay, a trained journalist. We all agree on that, right?
The capital J.
DQ, he says the first two questions you are supposed to ask are, "How old are you?" and "Are you a doctor?"
Okay.
question.
I mean, Clay's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, yeah. He would know.
He's just got an invite to 2024 Tequila Fest.
Or are you gonna?
You shouldn't go.
You gonna do that?
You need to.
You shouldn't go.
You shouldn't go.
If you can't handle mom water, you can't handle tequila, man.
You need to take a cleanse.
I gotta get back in shape. Is what I gotta do.
You need to go to some meetings, dry up, dry out, whatever.
Dry
it is. Up and out.
Dry March.
Yeah, you need a dry March. That's what you need. Yeah,
that's an opinion.
It is. It's also the correct opinion.
DQ, according to Keith and Bentonville, sounds smitten. Yes, she is smitten with fame.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Do you know about all the musical genres that were created by Black musicians? Like jazz, rock and roll, and folk music, to name a few. This Black Music Month, State Farm is celebrating the cultural impact and influence of music created and inspired by Black innovators. Next time you're enjoying a song, trace it back to its origins and see for yourself. Check out the Black Music Forever station on Pandora, brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big Mike says you are no Arky, dumbass.
That's true. Thank you, Big Mike.
That is true.
Been here longer than both of you.
Doesn't count, though. You weren't
But we were born here.
Built so? Different.
And you haven't been here longer than him.
Nah, close.
I've been here 42 years.
It doesn't matter because we were born here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, built different.
You were 8 when I moved here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My father says there's nothing like being a Cardinal fan.
We talked about the Cardinals today, and
they're going to lose 80 games this year. It's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be great. I love it. I can't wait. But they're going to do it the Cardinal way, so that makes everything okay. Because you do it the Cardinal way, that makes it okay.
Oh boy, the reviews are coming in. Here's somebody out of the 479. We don't claim you.
Oh, good.
I've lived here over half my life, and I have a degree from there. And we're waving it off.
No. I'm not saying that you are a fool. Arkansan resident and everything, but you're not from here.
DQ, Call Sarah. See what her ruling is on this. Would you please?
Yeah, you
let's see what
I'll
she thinks about
her.
Yeah, would you call her people?
Oh, there she's not doing anything.
This is one of the easiest questions they have to field today. Okay, so this will be this is a pretty good one.
They would take the call.
Yeah, they would exactly.
It's not
we
like
just want to know.
They're not like doing. Just tell them it's not about the podium.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or the Super Bowl.
I don't have
trip,
any questions about
trip.
Politics. I just need a very.
We just need a comment on one minor issue.
Just, how long do you have to live here to be from here?
No. If you're born here, you're from here. If you're not,
you're not.
You're not.
You were born in the middle of the weeds out in Elkins.
In Arkansas.
Right. With a doula.
You're not from Fayetteville. You're from
there. I know. I don't claim I'm from Fayetteville.
Were you born in a hospital?
Yeah, Willow Creek.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wait, Willow Creek?
Yeah.
Kenzie was born at Willow Creek.
Yeah, I thought, just after it
I
opened.
I thought because, you know, you were in the, maybe you had like a midwife situation
like
or something out there.
No, they actually, if you get so far nowadays, if you're so far away, you know, if something bad happens, you need to get to the hospital in a decent amount of time.
Right.
Which would not be possible at my parents' house.
All right. No. Listen. Yep. Here's a text out of the 870. You're a carpetbagger.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Listen here, you jackass.
There it is.
I'm from Virginia. We started it.
No. That's right. I'm not saying.
I'm more Southern than you.
No, that's not true.
Oh, well, that's not true.
That's not true. What makes you Southern? Tell me.
I am from, to DQ's point, the capital of this whole Southern thing.
Okay, yeah, but y'all, I mean, y'all started it, but it was this other states that really carried it out.
Yeah, but what makes you...
Excuse me?
But other than that...
Wait a minute! Excuse me?
I'm just saying.
What qualifies you as, quote, Southern?
You personally.
We need some more than just where you were.
I've said y'all today? I like biscuits and gravy?
Okay,
that's good.
That's a strong one.
It's like one of my favorite foods.
You like sweet tea and Dr. Pepper.
I do. I love grits.
Okay, that's a strong one.
Thank you. I mean, look at me. I've got the Southern body.
Do you hunt?
No.
Do you
don't have an accent though.
No, I don't. But
these are knocks against. These are cons now.
Neither do you.
No, I got rid of mine.
Right,
because I didn't want to sound like
one.
I knew early on I wanted to do this, and I didn't want to sound like a hillbilly on the radio.
In our business, having an accent is not preferable.
No, that's right. That's where I got rid of mine.
No regionality. You have to have a, and we moved around a lot.
I am also the everyman, so I don't want to sound like one person or one group or another. Yes.
As you pass through the gate in your community.
I am an everyman as I salute, Barry in the watchtower on the way.
TA says I was born close to D.C. I was born in Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh is closer to D.C. than Arkansas.
We are.
He's not wrong.
If this is a qualifier, then I'm out. Text her out the 479. Have you ever shot your own supper out of season?
Oh.
No. I have shot a gun before.
A rifle or a handgun?
It was a rifle.
Okay. Well, that helps. That helps your cause.
Yes, I shot a rifle, loaded it myself.
You ever chew any beech nut or anything like that?
Yes. Red man? Yes, actually.
All right.
Yes, I've dipped.
All right. Okay, that's a good one.
It was in high school. It was a phase.
That's a good one.
You had a whole dipping phase?
You had a dipping phase.
I had a whole dipping phase, yes.
Well, that gives you some dirt road cred, Dara.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It does.
I've driven a truck on a dirt road.
How do you like your grits?
Oh, al dente.
Okay.
Instant grits.
Wait a minute. You've driven a truck on a dirt road.
That's correct.
Okay, these are more points.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? You might be Southern after all.
I lived on Confederate Railroad land.
Oh, wow.
That's where my parents' house is.
Oh, wow.
So... I mean,
that was a good band, Confederate Railroad. The Queen of Memphis is a big hit.
Here's a text. Do you say Ewens? No, I do not.
That's Baltimore. Ewens is not
that's
Ewens
a
not Southern,
thing, right?
Y'all, have you?
No,
ever,
but Yens. That's how you pronounce that word.
Have you ever said bless your heart or bless
yes,
their heart?
Actually, I said bless your heart today.
Okay, that
now,
helps.
If this is a disqualifier for being Southern, I think I'm okay with it. Graham and Prairie Grove would like to know, have you ever kissed a relative? No.
Well, I'm sorry. Minus 10 points.
Can't be a Southerner.
Minus 10 points on that one.
My God. Beer out of a styrofoam cup. No, absolutely not. Solo cup only.
Red Solo cup?
Right.
Okay, but you don't like country music, so that's like minus 15 points right there. I mean, that hurts.
No, I don't.
That hurts your cause.
But I went on a date with a country music legend.
Yeah, but you didn't close the deal, so.
No, I didn't.
Sorry. I shouldn't say such things.
Ah, great question. Now, the 870. Did you have a skull ring in your jeans?
Oh, yes. You
yes, sir, I
okay.
did.
Oh.
And I had to explain.
Plus 10 points.
I had to explain to my mother what that was.
Plus 10 points.
I got a new wallet that is round.
Oh, a new round wallet.
And I could even do that.
For all that round currency
and
we
I
have
I could do
here.
That thing where you like you shake the can and your finger hits the top of it.
Oh.
What bottle was your preferred spit cup?
Ooh, great question. I had a Dr. Pepper bottle that sat in my car for 3 years.
That's
yep.
brutal.
Yep. Kodiak, mint, thanks.
Ew.
I know. It wasn't. Look, I just said it was a phase.
Oh, well. Did you ever smoke? What was your brand?
I'm not.
Marlboros?
I did it. There was a very brief.
Don't say Virginia Slims.
No, absolutely.
Okay, we'll throw you out of
no,
here.
No, I don't. Like, no, I'm not a nicotine guy.
Okay, all right. Just the dip. Briefly.
Have I ever had parts of my body bitten by a beaver? No. No, I have not.
I stabbed myself this morning with my fingernail in the chest. Yeah, I did.
I'm listening.
I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to get comfortable, and my hand, like, hits my chest, and I notice some discomfort. I'm like, I think I just stabbed myself in the chest. And then I am in the shower and I'm like, oh, there it is.
Your dad would like me to pronounce not the capital of Kentucky. Depends on where you are in the state. This again goes back to regionality.
I will
never say Louisville.
No. It's Louisville.
It's Louisville.
Louisville.
Denny Crum coached Louisville.
Louisville.
Right.
Eric Musselman coaches Louisville. Let's talk to Patricia here on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Yes, Patricia. Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Hi, boys.
Turn your radio down.
How can I'm in my truck? I can't do that and then be able to talk to you.
Yes, you can.
You can hear us
you
on the phone.
In the phone.
You can hear us on the phone.
Oh my god.
Oh. Oh no.
Hello.
What's going on?
Testing.
Normally I can't. Are you there?
Yes.
Still here.
That's weird.
Wait a minute. Are we Bluetoothing on the phone?
No.
Oh,
okay. Then I don't know what it could be. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What can we do
Are
for
you? Are you still getting echoed?
No, we're good now.
You should not ask that. That is not a good question. Do not ever ask me what you can do for me. Okay, so I have
Bell.
A question.
Bell,
a question
I don't know where it is.
I don't know where it is.
What?
Go ahead.
Anyway, oh my goodness, I'm jet lagged. Okay, so I was born overseas because my daddy was in the military. But then we moved back, and I went to school. My parents both graduated from Fayetteville High School. My dad was born in Oklahoma but moved here when he was five. My mom was born in Arkansas. And then, of course, we left from the military, came back. I went to school in Fayetteville, graduated Fayetteville High School. Can I say that I'm an Arkansan, even though I was born in Okinawa?
DQ?
I'm
going to say no.
Yeah, I think you're
different circumstances.
Oh my God.
You're Japanese.
Or she's Japanese.
Now, I could have had dual citizenship, but my daddy said no. But I'm a naturalized citizen because of some loophole thing, even though I was born on an army base. But
could you be president?
Yes, because they said John McCain could be, because he had the same situation.
Okay.
He was born on a military base. So, I just want to be an Arkansan, that's all. Don't hurt my feelings. I was very hurt. I was like, I'm not an Arkansan. Y'all hurt me. You hurt me bad.
DQ's all into hurting feelings. I gotta let this go. The echo is making my head hurt, and I already got a headache.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Patricia.
Let me see if I've got this straight.
Yes, what?
She's born in another country.
Yeah.
I'm born in
It's different.
How?
She's an army base.
Patricia's Japanese.
Or she is Japanese.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. That's what I'm going with.
But even so, she has, or she could have had dual citizenship. You don't get that option.
But are you a Steeler fan?
No.
Well, then what are we doing here?
I use it when I need it.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, we had to hang up on you, Patricia. The echo thing was terrible.
Driving us nuts.
It was absolutely awful. I don't know what the deal was. I think you were still listening on the radio somehow. I don't know. Tell you what, we'll send Zach over to your car and he'll figure it. He'll troubleshoot. All right. Are you willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. I'm doing so well today.
He does service calls now.
Here's a text out of the 479. She said Fayetteville. Give her the Arkansan pass. It's Fayetteville.
Fayetteville. No. No.
DQ, you know
you
the people.
You have never said Fayetteville.
V-U-L?
No. I refer to that Ville. Town. I either refer to it as Hippie Town or that town down south.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Right.
Yeah. With all apologies to Vic Rimmer. Love you, dude.
Yeah. Bob didn't mind the echo. Yeah, I bet you didn't.
Abner says you should have done the Lou Gehrig speech today.
Oh, my God. What a missed opportunity.
Oh, we missed it.
Somebody call again. I want to do the Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, if you're hearing an echo, please call 866-285.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face. Oh, that was fun. Okay. Well, there you go. And so Patricia could be president.
That's true. I would, yeah. I'd vote
so,
for her.
So this November, think Patricia. That's right. Yes.
I'm sure
she'll get it fixed.
I'm sure many of you are thinking Patricia.
Can you? You can't write in, can you?
Yes.
Yeah. You
yeah,
can?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is that option on the screen?
On the on the bottom of the on your ballot in November.
Yeah, and then
on the screen
you can't write in during the primaries, but on the screen, yeah.
But when, okay. The best thing to do is in. When.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I want forever flights and cushioned toilet seats.
That is a winning platform, given the two buffoons we've got now.
Will you vote for me?
Sure.
Yeah. We'll cancel each other out.
Then you go back a couple of days later when they post the results and see if you got your vote. See if they put it published.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah, I did look for I voted for one of the more obscure candidates strictly because I wanted to see in the final tote, like that person got like 38 votes. And I'm like,
I'm
one of those.
One of them.
There it is right there.
Good.
Because anybody can blend in a crowd with a few hundred thousand.
Hang on a second. The Illuminati has already chosen.
Oh, they decided months ago.
They decided months ago the 38 people were going to vote for your candidate.
That's right.
It's a little pat on the head to keep you going.
That's right.
Whew.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So not Southern. That's what y'all are saying.
Honestly, I've lost interest in this.
Have you?
But I appreciate that it has taken the better part of 18 minutes to adjudicate.
Parse this. Through this.
Yes. I'm happy about that.
You got to go with the flow sometimes. Just
I have attention span issues.
You just got to let it cook.
I need to be medicated, but I might get worse.
He's got a new disease today. He was pumping medication prior to coming in.
Pumping medication, and I got a headache. That's not a disease.
It's a tumor?
I don't know.
Maybe you should go get it looked at.
I mean, all bets are off now. I mean,
huh? Your dad points out if voting was really important, they wouldn't let us do it.
That's right. That's a very
thanks.
A very Mark Levin of him to bring that up now.
Your
dad
seems like he's in a good mood today. The Rube
golf course is closed.
Yeah, the golf course is closed.
He's not in a good mood.
The Rube is bored.
Right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Okay, so we've been doing some calculating, and we believe that no matter what, Arkansas plays Wednesday at the tournament. Is that what we've
determined? Yeah, they're going to be their Wednesday.
The men we're talking about. Right, the men, the women obviously play in an hour, but the men can't go higher than 11, which would be the late Wednesday game.
Correct.
Okay. But you'd rather them be in the 12 or the 13 game because that means that we get knocked off the air at 5:30 on Wednesday, which would be fine.
Whatever works best for me is really what I'm hoping for.
Well, they're currently the 12 because the tiebreaker with Georgia, I find this interesting, which means none of you will, but I find it interesting. The tiebreaker with Georgia goes to the fourth team because mm-hmm. it's the second tiebreaker after head-to-head is winning percentage versus number one and then in order, okay? So they both lost. Arkansas and Georgia both lost to Tennessee. They both lost to Auburn. Arkansas has not played Alabama, so that one's out. So then you go to South Carolina, and Georgia beat South Carolina. So by that, Georgia's the 11 and Arkansas is the 12. Now that's how that works, all right?
Okay.
So now we know. Should Arkansas somehow beat Alabama, then I think Arkansas would move to the 11, assuming that Georgia again loses at Auburn on Saturday, which could very well happen. Or you could not worry about this and just wait till Saturday night. They'll put the bracket out.
Yeah, they'll put the bracket out and let it come to you.
Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Saturday night, they got to get that Missouri game in, though. Because, I mean, that is well, we got to see that. Because, you know, there's history on the line there. We haven't seen a winless team in league play since the 50s in this league.
Right. That's a I've started calling them the Gitmo games on Wednesday. You've got to win 5 games in 5 days, which has not been done ever. Yeah. And that is a daunting task.
Nope, that's right.
Now, if you do that.
Did anyone get to Saturday? Like, I feel like Buzz had a team get to Saturday once.
I think
once.
So. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Vanderbilt's locked in at the 13, by the way. They can't be caught. And Missouri is, of course, the 14 because, you know, they can't be caught.
They are terrible.
But 12 and 11 are up for grabs as well as and right now Ole Miss is the 10. And then everything else is kind of up for grabs. And Tennessee won the league last night. Now, there was some people that were getting upset. I think Fran Fraschilla was one of them because people are poo-pooing the accomplishment of Tennessee winning a regular season championship. And that this is not really what this is all about. And to these people, I say, good for you. Good for you speaking up, because a regular season title means nothing to the fans. It really doesn't. So I don't have any problem with them poo-pooing this, because what is his nickname?
Regular season Rick.
That's right. How do you get rid of that nickname? You go do something in March.
I don't think winning the regular season title is something to sneeze at, but it doesn't mean the same thing that it does during football.
Right.
A football regular season title is very meaningful. A basketball regular season title should be meaningful, but we don't remember it because you can have the 13 seed run through the tournament and win the league and get the bid.
Yep.
And everybody kind of forgets that you won the regular season title. It is still a hell of an accomplishment in that league to win it. But if you win it once or you have a history like Rick Barnes does where you're going out on the first weekend, then yes, you go, okay, that's great, but we're not hanging a banner. You know, it's about the tournament.
Ooh, Tennessee might hang a banner for this. They don't have a lot.
But for them...
On the men's side, I'm talking.
For them, it's about the tournament. Jimmy Dykes is very... friend of the show, Jimmy Dykes. I love saying that. Jimmy is very bullish on Florida. He thinks Florida's that team that could... If you're looking for one of those sneaky teams that can get to the Elite Eight, he likes the Gators. Matt Jones last night on Hog Reaction, he loves the Gators. Length, yeah. Athleticism, he loves the Gators.
Yeah. I watched Tennessee, I watched Dalton connect, and I'm like, Musselman, that's the one that got away. Like, that's what you should have had right there, because then maybe you could have had a team that makes a run at a regular season title, but you didn't get Dalton connect. Rick Barnes did, and now they are the team that, you know, wins the regular season, and looks like they're going to be on the one line,
yeah,
which could mean a first-round game in Memphis, I think. It could be possible there.
Connect is Kawhi Leonard. He's the college.
I love watching him play.
He's the college version of Kawhi Leonard. He can take you on the block. He can step outside and shoot. He's a better defender than you think he is.
Some bozo fouled him on a three last night and he made it. He got a 4-point play last night in that game against South Carolina.
The thing with them is their bigs are really good. And if you've got bigs that can play, really play, and I'm not talking about one trick pony types, but I mean have a variety of low post moves, can play defense, block shots, do all of those things. Man, you're dangerous if you've got all the other pieces that they have. Tennessee is a Final Four type team. I think we all understand they're not getting there.
Right.
They're going to gack it up at some point. We're going to laugh at them, and they're going to go home.
Right. Now, there was a situation late last night. I don't know if anybody got burned by this. But in the Tennessee-South Carolina game, there was a dunk in front of the buzzer that they reviewed, which, I mean, it was 66-59 final. But they reviewed this, and I'm wondering if anybody got bad beated by this. Because
that would suck.
Because I looked this up last night. I can't remember what the number was. But I remember in the moment, because I was asked, why are they reviewing this? And I'm like, well, I mean, the number was like 7. So they have to, you know, they're doing this. There are many people somewhere in a dark room somewhere that are very interested in whether that basket that made it 66-59 or 66-57 is going to count or not. But it is a 7-point win for Tennessee and regular season Rick.
Now we're starting to get people that are forecasting a little bit. Ryan in Prairie Grove says he's got Iowa State going to the Final Four. Don't do that. I've fallen into that trap.
They don't play well on the road.
I have fallen into the Iowa State trap before.
Undefeated at home, right?
They were a 2 seed probably 5 years ago. They were a great team. They're 28-4. They were blowing through everybody, lost in the first round. They never play well in the tournament.
Yeah. They won last night over BYU. They are undefeated at home this season.
Yeah, they're great at home.
But they're not playing at Hilton, so... Yeah. That's something to consider. Here's someone said the line was 5.5 and over 139.5 for Tennessee and South Carolina. I know because I lost. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, but that's what happens sometimes. Jesse says in 22, so that's 2 years ago, Tennessee, or A&M rather, was the 8 and they made it to the championship round. But the 8 is not
the
game. That's okay. Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday to Sunday has been done. Arkansas did that in 2000 with Joe Johnson. But no one's gone Wednesday to Sunday. So that is, it's going to be either historic or normal, whatever happens with Arkansas coming up here on SEC tournament next week. But don't overlook the Alabama game, guys. Don't look overlook Alabama game.
Oh, you can look right past it. Well, I mean,
Bama by double digits.
Sterling, yeah. Sterling was right, though. I mean, there's a big difference between being 16 and 15 and 15 and 16. The big difference.
Yeah.
When it comes to contract time, where you can put in, hey, never had a losing season.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And it is contract time. It's time to figure out what they want to do here.
What did Pete Bell say after going 14 and 15 at Western U? We're losers. Great kids. They can't play a lick of basketball. Yeah. We're losers.
Yeah.
Okay. So, big difference.
Maybe that's what's going on here. I don't know. I just can't, like, the way they play just bores me to tears. I mean, 33 free throws in a game. I don't want to watch a free throw shooting contest. They don't even do that on the NBA All-Star Saturday night.
But their whole strategy is to get to the line. This is what they have to do
to have a chance. I understand that. But I also understand this. I don't have to like it or watch it. But, I mean, this is their only chance is we got to go to the rim and get fouls. That's because we can make free throws. That's our only shot is to get 27 points at the free throw line.
They're really good at the line.
Because they can't shoot from anywhere else, really. So, I mean,
they put up 94 points last night.
It's still a depressing product to watch.
They put up 94 points and shot 61% from the field last night.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen at the high D1 level. They had a really good night last night. The last two nights, and I heard Musselman say this after the Kentucky game, that they just decided they're going to run and push the tempo. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the thing that gets them going and makes them competitive. I don't know.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind that Musselman got in the way for 2 months, and that's why they stunk for a while. I mean, he is
he's totally foobarred this situation. Caleb Battle made a comment last night in the postgame, and he said that he and Musselman had a heart-to-heart a couple of weeks ago. Mm. And since then, everything's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've still lost two out of their last three. They're still up and down, up and down. But they do look to be playing a little bit more free than they were at the beginning of the year where they were doing the Norman Dale five passes before we shoot thing.
How many passes?
Five.
Five.
Four, five. Mark has gone. I mean, he played the point last night. Caleb Battle's been a revelation. This was a guy that missed games, you know, that were coaches' decisions.
Yeah.
So I don't know what there is no magic elixir for this team. This team's flawed. If they win in the tournament against really good teams, they're going to have to earn it. They're not good enough to just roll the ball out there and beat anybody.
Here's the other thing that I liked. Now, I don't consume, we've talked about this before, but for anybody new to the experience here, maybe you're learning about us, you know, from an audio standpoint before you get to watch us next week on YouTube and wherever you'll
be watching this thing. Chuck and Clay on?
They're not on camera. We have a little picture that pops up.
Can they send us like a Zoom? Can we Zoom them?
I mean, I think so.
I think if we have to, they have to.
No, I think, Chuck has, they have privilege. Oh. And they don't have to be on camera for this stuff. We do.
Oh, okay.
Even though they very well could. They're sitting by a computer in all likelihood, so I don't know if Clay is, though. Clay may not have his laptop open when he's talking to us. I don't know if Chuck is either. Anyway, it's immaterial. But my point is this. I have not seen the conversation that was addressed last night in postgame anywhere but on this show. Now, that doesn't mean that no one else is talking about it. And maybe they are. And please text in and correct me if I'm wrong. But the only place that is brought up, they better figure out a way to pay Caleb Battle so he'll stick around, is this show. And that was addressed last night, more or less, in the postgame.
He was.
Yeah. Here is a soundbite from Battle following the game last night.
I'm a Razorback. You're playing to come back? I'm right here. I'm a Razorback. Ain't nothing changed, you know. I'm a Razorback until the end, so I mean.
And again, the only place that has brought this up is this program that I know of. Maybe it's been others, but they better figure out a way to keep him around. Otherwise, you know, what do you have to believe in next year if you're a fan, right? Unless they get the next Dalton Connect or Hunter Dickinson to come in here.
And Battle's from Temple, right? I get that. Mark's from Houston. Yes. Battle's from Temple. Okay.
Right.
I always get that.
They got the wrong player out of Houston, by the way. Should have got Shed. That guy can play.
Okay.
He's a bucket, as the kids say.
Oh, listen. Will you just ding him for that?
For what?
I don't even know what that means.
What did I do?
He's a bucket.
Does that mean he's good?
Yes.
Yes. As the kids say, he's good. I mean, I like Tremont Mark fine, but I mean, Shedd's a better player. I mean, that's not really up for debate, I don't think. Battle is a Temple, Hillside, New Jersey. See, we were thinking when you weren't here, like, would you want to go back up there and, like, you know, maybe like Seton Hall or St. John's is like trying to put or trying to get some money together to try and woo him back up there. See, this is stuff you have to think about right now.
He is first of all, he's on an unbelievable streak right now. He is unconscious. Every time the ball goes up, you think it's going in. It'll end at some point where he's going to come back down to earth and he'll be the player, you know, that he is. But right now, he's feeling it. He's hot. You ride him while you can. I don't know. And for this team, you can't rely on the outside shot. I was listening to the SEC Network guys last night. LSU's one of the top 3-point shooting teams in the league. They were terrible last night. That LSU team's, I mean, that team, you caught them.
5 out of 18.
You caught them the 28%. First time. They were on a roll. They were hot. They were doing what. That team is not very good. Arkansas cannot, if you're going to go down to the tournament and try and win a couple of games, you can't rely on launching up threes and teams turning the ball over, which they have feasted on against the lower half of the league. Their 6 wins, man, they have gone after teams and they've turned them over a bunch. Auburn doesn't turn it over a bunch. Florida doesn't turn it over a bunch. These are really, really good teams. Tennessee does not turn it over. No. They've got a little bit of something going with Battle. They got a little bit of something going with Mark. Man, ride it while you can. Ride it while it's hot. It's the only thing that's worked consistently over a multi-game stretch all season long.
Here is there's one in every party. Here's Nate on the Claudio Hotline. Don't be prisoner of the moment. Battle has laid a lot more eggs than awesome games.
Nate, brother, listen.
Nate.
What did I just say?
Dropping bombs on the people.
What did I just say? He's having a moment right now. He's on a hot streak right now. You ride it while you can. It will come to an end at some point.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
We're being forced to stream this thing. Will you be appearing on the stream with us?
Nah, probably not.
Right. See, I told you. There's right. Chuck rules.
Yeah.
Like there used to be Jordan rules back in the day in the NBA. No, he doesn't have to do any video. He doesn't want to. That's how it works.
All right.
Yeah. But we'll be in here.
I didn't know anything about that. This is all news to me.
Yeah, they're making us do this.
Well, maybe Ty's afraid to ask you if you want to do it. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Because he knows...
He knows what the end. No,
what's the worst thing he can say is no. I mean,
No. That's not the worst thing you can say. It will be no, but you can add some adjectives.
Well,
to it.
I guess so. All right.
I haven't been approached by that. Let me put it that way.
Well, if it comes up, just let me know. We'll hook it up.
All right. Thank you.
Got to get the special backdrop, you know, with all the pictures or whatever.
That's exactly right. That's the thing. It's the backdrop. You have to travel with a mobile backdrop.
Would you put like a shelf of books, or would you do the Desmond Howard thing where you have like a record player behind you?
I don't know. Yeah, you know, maybe if you can get it to look like, you know, lifelike. Most of these TV shows that you watch, honestly, they got little portable backdrops behind them.
Yeah. What if we got you a green screen?
If you were to go to a wide shot, that's what you'd see.
We could get you like a green screen and we could put up like a construction site.
We'll put a construction
site behind you.
Picture of the gym or whatever.
You could be at the gym.
That's right.
That's what I need is a green screen. I'll get that at the house.
Yeah. I get
How does that work, Ruskin? You know all about that.
There's something in this thing we use. You can put in a background of anything.
Wow.
Take the green out and put the
one day you could wear green and then your head's just there.
Well, that'd be for Halloween.
Right.
You want
right,
to do
right,
that,
right?
Right, you know, you're just like a floating head out there in space or whatever.
Just thoughts.
I guess the theater of the mind, you know, that made radio what it is, I guess that's just out the window now.
It's over. It's over. And Zach is hanging on by his fingernails.
I have no
to this.
Interest in doing this whatsoever.
None.
Hates it. I hate this idea. I hate it.
Well, I'm right there with you.
Thank you.
Based on what I hear,
if you could talk to some people, that would be great.
I can't. I'm sorry.
I'm willing to take my shoes off and let the camera look at my feet for 4 hours.
Yeah, he wants to put
that would be big.
Put my Venmo down there.
Toe cam.
Yeah, absolutely. Something like that. I'm going to stick it in the attic one of these days so we can see it, so that everybody gets a look at the squirrels.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's all kinds of possibilities.
We're being dragged into the 21st century here, kicking and screaming, Chuck. So, because as you well know, when you do these shows, there are certain things that happen in the studio that you don't necessarily want the public seeing.
Facial
you know,
expressions.
Yes, exactly.
Things like that.
Arguments, etc. You don't want to see this stuff.
Well, you guys enjoy.
See? Exactly. All right.
I don't think you meant that.
Yeah.
No, actually, I did. I do hope you guys enjoy it.
If you got a text here, you can get into that at 866-285-4005. Send us a text on the McLarty Daniel hotline. I mean, we all have faces for radio, and now they're making us be on camera, and it's just going to scare the public. Ultimately, is what's going
to the one pushing for this is the 29-year-old.
Oh yes,
of course.
Yes, of course.
You know.
Yes. And he sent an 18-year-old up here to put it together and then talk real fast, and we don't understand how it works.
That's right.
Well, I get it.
We like Will, though. We're Team Will. Yeah,
I like Will, too. He's a wonderful kid. Yep. Wonderful kid.
We like him. We like him.
Wonderful young man.
But he doesn't sound like, as many people in our industry, he doesn't sound like he looks.
No. No.
You're expecting a little
but
more.
But see, that's part of the magic of radio.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Knowing in the back of your mind that, no, he's not a good-looking person, but thinking at the front of your mind, you know, he might be a decent-looking guy, you know, or it might be, you know, that beautiful woman or whatever. And that's part of the mystery of radio is knowing better. But still thinking
the morbid
that
curiosity.
It might be this way.
Could you imagine?
That's right.
Could
That's
you imagine
exactly
back,
right.
back when we worked in the yellow carpeted room with the piano, if they had stuck a camera in there?
Oh, my gosh.
The things that happened
me?
In that room, I mean, should have stayed in that room. They may have stayed in
Oh,
that
they
room.
Did.
Yeah, a lot of them wound up in the ceiling.
Yeah, there's a lot of criminal evidence in that building.
That's right.
If you want to get right down to it, there would have been people going to jail if they'd had the camera in that radio station.
Absolutely.
People are suggesting Zach unplug the cameras. He's just going to move them around the room and not show them.
Yes.
Or move them, point them at the TV or something like that.
Yeah, we're gonna be looking at a lot of different things.
Nobody's going to tell Zach what to do.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He's a grown man.
That's right.
Right now I got the camera pointed at DQ. So you can get like
there you go.
At the saddle, actually.
That's right.
DQ and double vision.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Chuck, before we get into all this sports stuff, do you remember the first time you were approached and somebody recognized you? This happened to DQ last night at Bud Walton.
That's awesome.
She got recognized and she didn't know how to handle it.
That's awesome. You'll be fine, DQ. You'll be fine.
She didn't ask the listener's name.
Ask them their name. Ask them how long they've been listening and thank them for listening and you know the deal.
Another. I just thanked him. I always forget to ask.
Yeah, see, it's like the
it
first...
just all happens so fast.
I know it does.
Yeah.
You make it just tough.
I'll be prepared next time.
Engage them in
time.
Conversation. The world will slow down a little
yes,
bit
it
for
will.
You as it happens more regularly.
Chuck, were you taken back? I know you did the baseball game on Tuesday. Were you taken back a little bit when Bubba called the pitch a slutter?
A little bit. Maybe a little.
I want to give you some
maybe
more.
A little.
Give you some background on that because Bubba was on our show. And we were asking him about the pitch that Cops threw. And he didn't know if it was a slurve, a slider, or a cutter. And I just blurted out slutter, and that's where it comes
from.
Is your
okay.
fault. It's not necessarily
So you get the credit or the blame.
Well,
either way.
Clay says slutter's been around since the 70s, but I think we were talking about two different things. But sorry.
Well,
fine.
You know, there was the slurve and
there
was all kinds of stuff.
So Clay, man, the choke chain is off Clay. He does not care anymore.
Well, he's older now and he's lost his filter. You know?
After 5
and he
o'clock.
Knows that whatever he says, he can just blame on old age. You know?
After 5 o'clock, it's like, I mean, he's a different person.
Well, I think we understand what happened at 5 o'clock.
That's right. Yes,
it's a very odd set of circumstances.
Hey, Chuck, we were looking at the combinations here. Is it from your?
I'm sorry, that just dawned on me. That's Clay after dark at 5 o'clock.
That's right. Yeah,
at 5 o'clock, it's already after dark for Clay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
When you eat dinner at 4, I mean 5
that's
is
right.
pretty late. That's right.
That's right.
We were looking over the possibilities here, and maybe you understand this better than us. I'm sure you do. They're locked in playing next Wednesday. There's no way they can get to the 10. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So when Texas A&M won last night, that kind of sealed the deal right there in terms of not being able to get out of Wednesday.
Okay. And there's never been a team go from Wednesday to Sunday and win the whole shooting match.
That would be correct. Now, they've not played Wednesday to Sunday, you know, forever.
Right.
But, no, no one's ever done it. To answer your question, that's exactly right.
Just to interrupt you for a second,
yes.
we have some news. The game tomorrow, the baseball game, has been postponed to Saturday. First pitch noon. Game 2 will follow.
Okay,
45
they're
gonna minutes
play a double
after
header.
They're gonna play a doubleheader on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. I wondered if they might do that.
All right.
Based on the forecast.
Does this mean you and DQ are scrambling into activity to fix a bunch of stuff?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Sorry. Is there a camera involved?
Yeah,
my
Thursday just got ruined.
Can we video you guys like changing up the logs and getting everything ready for the weekend?
What'll happen is DQ will go bye, and then I'll do it.
Well, what used to happen is we were told this would take 8 hours to correct, and it really doesn't
take about 25 minutes.
There's some again, you know, making this stuff. It doesn't just happen magically. Somebody's got to put the whole thing together. Anyway. All right, so we're talking with Chuck Barrett here. Obviously, Arkansas beats LSU last night. And again, lots of free throws, lots of Caleb Battle out there, 29 points again. And, you know, a good win, 90-some-odd points. I don't know. Put this in perspective for us, Chuck.
Well, I think they're playing well offensively right now. You know, when you look at the big picture, in terms of, you know, the season in totality, and is it going to end next week? I mean, your task is still the same. I mean, they won last night, and even with that win last night, they still got locked into Wednesday, you know, over the course of the night when Texas A&M won. So it was a good win, better to win than to lose these games. This team's playing pretty well offensively right now. Is it too late in the game? Well, if you don't win the conference tournament, the answer to that's yes. And to win the conference tournament, you're obviously going to have to do something nobody's done before. But, you know, the way I look at it right now, they're playing well. If this thing's going to end next week, let's end it with them playing better than they did a month ago. And, you know, if that's what happens, then you go down swinging. It would have been, you know, it'd be nice if all this, you know, if they were turning a corner a month ago. You know, we had a month to, you know, get into the NCAA tournament. But it's not worked out that way. But in my mind, you go down there and you play as hard as you can against Alabama the way you did against Kentucky, and you go to the conference tournament. It looks like you'll play Vanderbilt first, beat Vanderbilt, and get to Thursday and see what happens.
Chuck, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Last night, you guys breezed through the post game. That was terrific. But I want to ask you something. When you were talking to Battle after the game, he said something I kind of locked onto. I just want to see if you caught it and then kind of what you thought about it. But he said that he and Muss had a meeting a while back and kind of cleared the air. Mm-hmm. What'd you take from that? Because he's been a different player the last couple of weeks. It feels like they got some of those issues out of the way, and now he's just playing free.
Well, I don't think it'd be unfair, just look at the playing time, to say there have been periods this year where, you know, if he wasn't in the doghouse, I mean, he was out of the house. You know, I mean, he was out in the yard, that's for sure, because he was not, You know, he wasn't playing very much. And yeah, I'm sure they probably have had more than one. You know, what I call a come to Jesus meeting, you know, that you used to talk about when we were younger. I mean, I think they probably had a couple of those. And did it make the difference? I don't know, but he's obviously playing well right now. And, you know, if you're a head coach and a guy's scored right around 30 for four straight games, I mean, you're going to be pretty happy about that.
I guess ultimately another thing about the game last night that I am happy about is that down in Baton Rouge, they are just crestfallen that they gave up 94 points to Arkansas. And that makes me feel good that LSU is bummed out about the results. Because Saturday, it seemed like, you know, they got a win. They were all like McMahon. They figured this whole thing out. And then you go on the road in this league and, you know, you don't have it all figured out all of a sudden.
Well, you know, LSU's played up here, I guess, what, 16 times, I think, since they joined the SEC, and they've won three of them. So, you know, they don't have a real good track record in Bud Walton Arena. Sometimes teams hit their stride, you know, late in the season, and sometimes it's too late, you know, to make your season. But it doesn't mean you're not playing well. And I think Arkansas right now is playing well. And, LSU's task, very frankly, is no different at the end of the game than it was at the beginning of the game. They're going to have to win the conference tournament to get into the big dance. Beating Arkansas last night was not going to get them any closer to the NCAA tournament. So I'm sure they're upset about it, but they're just like Arkansas. If they're going to go to the big dance, they got to go to Nashville and win a bunch of games next week.
Yeah, but it feels good to take somebody with you, doesn't it?
Hey, look, and
if
you're going to beat somebody and make them mad at the end, LSU's a pretty good place to do that. They're a pretty good team to do that.
First of all, those people are morons. But, yes, taking them with you is just one of the great joys in life. That team's not that good. Mm. They ran into a buzzsaw down in Baton Rouge. They were kind of – Arkansas was kind of in a funk. But LSU's not 21 points better than them, obviously.
No, that was at a time when Arkansas was not playing very well at all. I mean, as well as they're playing right now, they were playing that badly then. And LSU's good at home. Everybody's good at home, at least reasonably good. And LSU's pretty good in their building. Yeah. I remember that game, though. I'm going to tell you, that was an early game. And
it was an 11 a.m.
And when we got to the arena, LSU's players were already out there shooting, and Arkansas's players weren't. And I can remember that made an impression on me. I thought LSU was ready to play that 11 o'clock game, and I didn't think Arkansas was. Now, the next time they played at 11, the result, I think, was a little bit, you know, the way they played anyway was a little bit better. But I think Arkansas has improved a lot. To me, one of the lowest points of the season, very frankly, was when they went to Baton Rouge and lost by 21. I just thought that was a terrible showing. But you look at the way they played last night, and they've come a long way. And look, there would be every reason. Let's just be honest. There would have been every reason for Arkansas number one to have lost by 30 at Lexington on Saturday, to have gone through the motions last night and maybe won by one or two or lost by 10 or 15. They could have gotten beat last night if they let go of the rope like a lot of teams in that spot they would have. And there's every reason for them to go to Alabama and get smoked on Saturday. But they're playing together right now. They're playing well together right now. And, again, if it ends next week in Nashville, well, you know, let's end with your team playing well. It may not be enough at the end, but at least let's try to get something out of it.
So another thing, if the season, there's still one game to go, but right now in the standings, something that hasn't happened all that often in the 30 some odd years Arkansas has been in the SEC is in the conference tournament. Kentucky would be the 5. They would play on Thursday, which has happened, but that is it's quite rare to see the Cats. They're usually rolling in there on Friday, but they may be a Thursday team because the fly in the ointment this year has been South Carolina sneaking up there and getting into the upper echelon of the league.
Well, based on what I saw last Saturday, find me a conference tournament where the 5 seed's better than Kentucky. Maybe the Big 12. Mm. You'd have to go to the Big 12. That'd be the only other place where maybe you could find that. I'm not sure you would there. Kentucky's really good, and if you've been to a conference tournament home game in Nashville, it's like the way it used to be when the Razorbacks would go to Dallas for the Southwest Conference Tournament. They are that's what their fans are at the conference tournament in Nashville. So it's going to be like playing them on the road again if that happens. But, hey, just go play. Just go play. You know, we've seen in a game at Rupp Arena that Arkansas can hang with Kentucky. But now the first thing you've got to do is beat Vanderbilt. And before that, you got to play Alabama. So, you know, I wouldn't get the cart in front of the horse, but if that's the way it works out, it would be a fun game, yes.
I think we can look at six teams from the league: Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, Alabama, South Carolina, Florida. I mean, I think those six teams are into the NCAA tournament regardless of what happens next week. Out of this group, and I'm going to give you a couple of teams, out of this group, who has to have the biggest week to ensure that they're going to get in there? Is it A&M? They're 17-13 overall. Mississippi State's 19-11. A&M beat them last night. I think LSU's out. And Ole Miss, they're 7-10 in the league, 20-10 overall. That team needs a run. That would be my pick, but do you think it's A&M, Mississippi State, or Ole Miss?
Well, among those three, it's certainly not going to be Ole Miss, based on their net and their record. You know, A&M's one of those teams that analytics guy's dream. I mean, you know, Joe Lenardi's kind of team. I didn't think they were very good, frankly, when Arkansas played them. In fact, I certainly didn't think they were an NCAA tournament team. They're 6-1 on neutral floors. They played a whole bunch of quad one teams. They were all on neutral floors. It's not like they went and won at other teams' gyms, but they beat quad one teams on neutral floors. And I think there's, you know, their number of quad one wins is up to 7 or 8, I think, now. So if you were going to say right now, today, I'm not sure Texas A&M wouldn't be the team that gets in. I do think there's going to be 7. I really don't think there's going to be 8. I'm inclined to think that whether you're in or you're out will be determined by Saturday. I don't think the conference tournament's going to determine it unless you win it. There might be an exception there, and perhaps A&M or Mississippi State could be one of them. But I really think by Saturday, whether you're in or out, it's going to be – for the most part, settled. And that's a long way of saying if I had to pick one, I'd pick A&M. All right, you made me do it.
We've got you guys tip off early. Arkansas tips off early on Saturday. Now, late on Saturday night, the SEC has an opportunity for history. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but no team has gone winless in the league since 1953.
Oh.
That was Georgia Tech, ironically.
Kick them out.
Yeah. Now, are we relegating Missouri if they go 0-18?
Center of the Missouri Valley.
I never imagined that a team that won 25 games a year ago would go 0-4 in conference. But I've also seen them play, and they're not very good this year. I've got to believe that, you know, based on his track record, Dennis Gates' track record, I've got to believe they'll shore this up and they'll have a more competitive team next year. But I don't know what their NIL situation is, but they've been bad this year. Who do they have Saturday?
Ole Miss at Oxford.
Yeah, well, then you know that.
I would be
surprised if they won.
Missouri's at LSU. Actually, what? They're at Baton Rouge, Missouri. They're at LSU. They? Yeah.
Oh yeah. No! I'm sorry. A&M's at Ole Miss. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's all up to you, LSU.
Yeah, come on.
Do your job, and we'll see perfection. 0-18.
Yeah.
We've never seen it.
I'm all for the history.
Little history, yeah.
I am here for history.
I felt this way that year that the Lions lost all the games. Remember that in the NFL? What was that, 15 years ago maybe?
Look at those Lions now.
Look at them now, yeah. Pretty good.
Well, wild.
Pretty good. All right. Yeah, so a little history perhaps. We'll pause here for a moment and have more with Chuck coming up in a little bit. By the way, an update from Ponce Coors in Greenville. I love saying that. 16 all, Arkansas and Auburn with 8:50 to go in the second quarter of play at the SEC Women's Tournament.
Ames
in
looks good.
Greenville. Yeah. Yeah.
As Jordan's on, he looks good.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back here with more coming up in a moment on Ruskin and Zach. So stick around, 866-285-4005. Big savings right now on New Holland Equipment with our friends over at WT Equipment. Find the model you want.
This podcast has been presented by BetOnline.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
"Shut the front door."
Winning!
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now. But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.